la esquina.
Anda, es verdad, ha abierto una tienda.
Abierta de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 3 a 7 de la tarde y los viernes a las 11 de la mañana. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. That's right, to the Drive Time Show. I didn't go anywhere. I'm still here. My name is Kyle Miller. You're listening to the Drive Time Show here on Vaughn Radio. And we got a nice half hour, a busy half hour for you. We're going to talk about business. You know, I like business. We're going to talk business in a few minutes. But first, how about an interactive section? This is one we call What's That Sound? All right. What's that sound? Almost long enough for me to have a sip of my orange juice. Gassy. Almost. We got a new juice machine in the office. It's a machine for freshly squeezing juice. And it's not bad. Do you use it, Tino? So to squeeze, exprimir. So in the break, I have just enough time to go out and get a glass of freshly squeezed orange juice. Now, I'm on this diet. Well, no, I'm not on a diet. Who am I kidding? I'm not on a diet, but I'm on this. I'm making an effort to watch my sugar consumption, to not drink too much sugar. So I don't buy fruit juice because it's very high in sugar. But I think the freshly squeezed juice is all right. Hey, Tino? More or less, you get the pulp. So, you know, you're going to get your vitamins. This week, I've been struggling with a little bit of a cold as well. Un resfriado, as you say in Spanish, a cold. So I've been able to, get a little extra vitamins in there. Get the vitamin C up. In fact, there was a scientist named Linus Pauling who won the... Linus Pauling won the Nobel Peace Prize for, I don't know, science or health, I guess. I'm just going off memory here. I'm not reading from a script, as you can tell. But he won the Nobel Peace Prize twice. And one of his ideas was that if you took enough vitamin C, you'd never get sick. He was later proven wrong. It didn't work. But that was an idea that he was experimenting with, and he was correct in that vitamin C does help reduce illnesses. And this is why, like, when people were sailing from Europe to America, to the Americas, scurvy was a big problem. Scurvy was an illness that they would suffer due to a lack of vitamin C, right? Scurvy. Do you know that, Tino? Terrible disease. If you don't get enough vitamin C, you can get scurvy. And so they started carrying on the ships. They started carrying, I suppose this was in the 1500s. They started to carry limes. Las limas. And they would eat the limes to get the vitamin C. Now, I don't know how they realized and how they linked certain, early medicine. We've been studying medicine, we've always been studying medicine. But it's interesting how in the 1500s, 1600s, I guess we had this notion that, hey, if we eat limes, you know, we're not going to have scurvy. Now, I am no medic. Believe it or not, I am not a medical historian. But so I don't know the exact timeline here. But it's incredible what people knew at different stages without modern laboratories and without the internet to share information. But we knew what we knew that vitamin C was helpful. Anyway, here I am having a glass. The bottom line is I'm having a glass of orange juice, is lo que quiero decir, right? Estoy tomando un zumito, hombre. That's the point of all this. Cinco minutos para decirte eso. All right, anyway, let's move on. If you want to participate in the sound, Tino, how can they write in with today's What's That Sound?
Oye, que Kyle se aburre. Tuiteale, @IMKyleMillar, o lo que es lo mismo, @IMKyleMillar.
Da, 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 da. All right. So write in. You can tell me what the sound is. All right. Let's hear that sound. Me apetece. All right. I know what this is. I know what it is. In fact, I'm looking at people doing it right now. I can see people doing this thing. So tell me what it is. Describe the sound. You can write in on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, we have a bunch of people. Yolanda says, the shadow cast by the tree provides cool shade to sit in at meal times. Mr. Houses says, okay, he's talking about the Airbnb. So I asked folks at home to give me their comments on Airbnb. Do you use it? Have you used it? And Mr. Houses writes in, and he says, I spent a whole month in San Diego in an Airbnb apartment, and it was awesome. Way cheaper than the hotel, he says. Much cheaper than the hotel. The hosts were really nice, and we, my wife and kids, even had lunch with them one day, and they paid for it. Great experience. Oh, that's cool. Well, they were nice. They went above and beyond, which is like a nice way of saying más allá de lo básico, de lo necesario, right? Yes. They went above and beyond. Okay, that was a positive experience. Kind of like mine. I had a very positive experience with my Airbnb. There you go. All right. Yolanda writes and says, parsley must be one of the best bets. I didn't realize that. Sprinkle it on everything. Carlos Arguiñano must be very healthy. Yeah, he uses a lot of parsley in his recipes. Arguiñano. Do we have any Arguiñano audios? That would be a good one to get, right? Everybody knows Carlos Arguiñano. Un toque de no sé qué. Yeah. Now, five foods. Here we go. Five foods that contain more vitamin C than oranges. Okay. Number five, the kiwi. Did you know that, Tino? The kiwi is high in vitamin C. Great tasting sweet fruit from New Zealand. In fact, kiwis, that's a slang term for a New Zealander. Oh, he's a kiwi. The average sized kiwi contains 65 milligrams of vitamin C. All right. Let's see here. Thyme. Now, this is the spice, right? Thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. No estoy hablando del tiempo. Thyme and parsley. Perejil. These herbs contain large amounts of vitamin C relative to their small size. A typical 100-gram serving of thyme can yield 160 milligrams of vitamin C. And parsley, about 130 per 100-gram serving. Okay, there you go. bell peppers. Bell peppers. So this is a type of pepper, pimiento. And let's see, red, yellow, and orange sweet bell peppers contain approximately 95 milligrams of vitamin C per half cup serving. There you go. Guava. Guava. You know these ones, Tino? Guava. This tropical fruit, which contains a generous amount of vitamin C, has a very rich and wonderful taste. The average serving of this fruit yields 380 milligrams of vitamin C per cup serving. Wow. That's a lot. So throw a little guava into your meal, into your dessert, let's say. Chili peppers, number one. Chilies, especially the green ones, contain 182 milligrams of vitamin C per half cup serving. Red chilies contain approximately 108 milligrams of vitamin C per half cup serving. Okay. Okay. There you go. So it's not just citrus. You know, we naturally we think of vitamin C, we tend to think of citrus fruit, lemon, lime, orange. But there are a lot of other ways. A lot of other ways to get your vitamins in. All right. There you have it, folks. We're going to move on, though. We're going to push forward. And, hey, why don't we do a little challenge? We do this one every single day. I'm talking about today's interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
All right, everybody, interrogative challenge. You know how this works, right? I give you the answer to the question, and you ask me the question. Yo la respuesta y luego la pregunta.
Ah, al revés, como...
Yeah.
Number... I'm ready.
Okay, so am I. Number one, I'm here to help you. What are you here for? I'm here to help you. Number two, they're from Cincinnati. Where are they from? Where are they from? Oh, they're from Cincinnati. Number three, I'm sitting on a portable chair. What are you sitting on? What are you sitting on? Number four, the highest temperature I remember was 42 degrees. What was the highest temperature you can remember? What was the highest temperature you can remember? Oh, it was 42 degrees.
Hace calor, ¿no?
Claro que sí. All right, number five. My boss has been away on business for 2 days. How long has your boss been away on business? Number six, I smoked 20 cigarettes yesterday. How many cigarettes did you smoke yesterday? 20. Number seven, there weren't any trees because of the altitude. Why weren't there any trees? Why weren't there any trees? Oh, because of the altitude. Number eight. I wasn't there because I couldn't start my car. Why weren't you there? Why weren't you there? No, because I couldn't start my car. Number nine. He fell in love with Dorothy. Who did he fall in love with? Who did he fall in love with? Oh, Dorothy.
Hey, baby.
And then number 10. Yeah, hey, baby, number 10. She doesn't drive because she's blind. Why doesn't she drive? Why doesn't she drive? Oh, she's blind. Okay. Okay. All right, folks. All right. Tino. Okay, everybody. There you go. Interrogative challenge. It's not easy. I know it's not easy. Let's take a look at your responses. A lot of people are writing in with responses to the Twitter translation. Now, our sentence today was as follows. Sé por tus ojos que estás enfadada. Now, we have a good expression here. Danny says, I can tell by your eyes that you're upset. I can tell by your eyes. Sé por tus ojos. I can tell by your eyes that you're upset. Que estás enfadada. So, sé por tus ojos. I can tell. I can tell by your eyes that you're angry. Says Mr. Houses. Now, that you're upset, that you're angry. Sure, you can say it either way. Bueno, enfadada, I would say angry. Upset is, you can say you're upset, but upset is more general. Right? If you're angry, if you're sad, you're upset. If you're angry, you're upset. If you're nervous, you're upset. It's almost like being emotionally bothered. Jessica, I can tell by your eyes that you're angry. I can tell by your eyes that you're... A lot of people writing in. I can tell by your eyes that you're angry. Mr. Houses, Saeed, say, I can tell. I know from your eyes. Yeah, but I can tell. Let's use that one. I can tell by your eyes that you're angry. All right, so a lot of people writing in. Well done. Well done. All right, let's move on, everybody. Let's have a look at our drive time phrasal verb.
Drive time phrasal verb.
Phrasal verb today is to come up with, which is proponerse, ocurrirse, inventar, to come up with an idea, like inventing an idea, coming up with a concept, coming up with a proposal, coming up with a name, coming up with an idea, a concept. So this is an inseparable phrasal verb. Come up with. It always stays together. ¿Se os ha ocurrido alguna sugerencia? Have you come up with any suggestions? Have you come up with any suggestions? Nunca se me ocurren grandes ideas. I never come up with great ideas. ¿Se te ha ocurrido alguna vez? Bueno, algo alguna vez. Have you ever come up with anything? Se les ocurrió su propia propuesta. They came up with their own proposal. They came up with their own proposal. La fecha límite para proponer algo es el viernes. The deadline to come up with something is Friday. So to come up with. It's almost like inventing, coming up with an idea, coming up with a solution, coming up with concepts to, como idear algo. All right? All right, and there you have it, folks. If you know me well, you know I love business. I'm always coming up with, there you go, coming up with business ideas. And I think it's time to talk business a little bit in a section we call Let's Get Down to Business.
Let's get down to business.
All right, let's get down to business. And I wrote a book called Business English. Tu guía para conseguir trabajo y triunfar en los negocios en inglés. Let's get down to business. Yes, and The book is divided into three parts. The first part is getting the job. So in this part, we have cover letters, job interviews, CVs, working abroad as well, the job search, all of this. And then the second part, the middle part of the book, is doing business in English. So this is the real, you know, English on the job. So negotiations, email, presentations, on the telephone, numbers and money, meetings, all of this sort of stuff. And then finally, we have advanced topics, economics, accounting, marketing, finance and investing, and insurance. So it's a very complete book for anything you may need business, it's all in here. The book is written in English, but I have Spanish words in the margin to help you. And what I want to do is go to the marketing section today. I tend to use this marketing section in the business, on the radio, in this business section, because it's something that I think goes over well. You know, you can learn little expressions. But maybe next week what I'll do is talk about more business theory on the show. But for now, I mean, we can talk about marketing theory maybe. But let's just try a few sentences of translation and learn a few, because we only have a few minutes left in the show. So this is from the marketing translation list. So if you like the Vaughn translation list, but you need them for your job, there are focus lists on different business topics here. All right, let's try this. This is list number 2, which is on page 227 of the book Business English. If you have the book, you can follow along. Number 1, why don't we give them 5 seconds, Tino? All right, we'll give you 5 seconds to come up with the translation. Number 1, nunca sigo sus consejos. De él, ¿vale? So seguir consejos de alguien. I never follow his advice. I never follow his advice. Hemos gastado millones en publicidad ineficaz. Unfortunately, we've spent millions on ineffective marketing or ineffective advertising. Yeah. We've spent millions on ineffective advertising. Oh, no. Eres incapaz de ver tus productos objetivamente. Very interesting sentence. You're incapable of seeing your products objectively. And this, I want to go into this. This is important. If you sell a product, I think from a marketing perspective, it is important not to fall in love with your product. And that sounds strange. Believe in your product. Make a product that you can believe in. Sell something that you can believe in, but don't fall in love with it to the extent that you believe that everyone will see and understand all the benefits as well as you do. I hope that makes sense. So if you're selling a product and you say, oh, but this is the best for all these reasons, and you're explaining why it's the best, and you can easily stop receiving constructive or stop being open to constructive criticism. And that's a dangerous thing from someone who is trying to market, who's trying to sell a product. It is essential, if you are selling something, you have to be open to criticism, constructive criticism, so that you can modify your sales argument and you can modify the product if need be. But people, you know, get into, you know, we have this expression to drink the Kool-Aid. You know, you're believing your own marketing message so much that maybe you go beyond, or you start to think that the benefits of something are beyond the reality. And that's a dangerous thing, because then you close yourself down from being receptive to feedback that might be beneficial. So be humble is what I'm saying. Even as a marketer, be honest and create a product that you can proudly sell, and sell it properly, but sell it honestly. because if you're overselling something, then you're going to have people. If you're selling something that is not as good as you say it is, you know, quality never lies. And quality never goes out of style as well. People always want something of good quality. And if you sell something telling people it's great quality and it isn't, you can ruin your reputation. So it's important, yeah. So that's important. A little bit of philosophy there on business. But we're out of time, believe it or not. Why don't we hear that sound one more time, Tino? Joss writes in and says, someone is flipping a coin into a vending machine to get a soft drinks can. Just be careful. Not just the can. He wants a soft drink or a can of soft drink. Hmm. Yeah. Someone is using a vending machine, putting money, a coin or coins or money into a vending machine. Sure. A vending machine, we say. All right. We had a couple people writing in. So thank you for those responses. I'm out of time, everybody. Thanks for listening, not just today, but all week long and always. I know you have lots of things you can do with your time. Thanks for investing it with us in your English and the Drive Time program. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Have fun. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
El éxito de un programa de formación recae única y exclusivamente en el calibre técnico y humano del profesor. Por esta razón, se busca talento fuera del gremio de la enseñanza para que no haya vicios adquiridos y empezar la formación desde cero. Convertir a las personas que no se habían dedicado jamás a la enseñanza en los mejores profesores del país les anima y motiva para hacer de la enseñanza su forma de vida. Nuestro director de producción, Andreas Fitzgerald, nos cuenta qué es un profesor para Vaughan.
A teacher is not a teacher. A teacher is a coach. A teacher is a guru. A teacher is a mentor. The teacher's job is not to teach. The teacher's job is to motivate. The teacher, the good teacher,